Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 9th of October. Starting off with allergy therapeutics and a nice bounce yesterday off what looks like pretty hard support there at 14.5 pence. While we're above that, and especially with an end of day close, end of week close above the 50-day line at 16 pence, basically. We could start heading up towards the top of the rising trend channel from way back in August last year, as high as 30 pence. Nothing else really to add to conditions for the upside. Gfinity in focus at the moment. I think I heard somebody say the company's up for sale or put itself up for sale. But anyway, whatever the fundamentals are, we had the bear trap below 3 pence at the turn of the month, and a nice spike today through the 50-day line at 3.43 pence. While we're above the 50-day line, rather, we should head up at least towards the top of the rising trend channel from February, up towards 5.8 pence. Probably a chance at this stage to be able to look at a higher target towards 8 or 9 pence if the trend channel that I'm drawing at the moment is valid. But as I said, at least the lower target there, the initial target there, towards 6 pence on offer over hopefully the next few weeks while we remain above that 50-day moving average. Not in order, Conroy Gold. Here we've got what looks to be a great double mid-move consolidation bull flag. So the first one there from August and September, and the second tighter one for September, October. End of day close through the September peak at 37.5 pence should be enough to take the shares up towards the top of that rising trend channel from back in December at 65 pence, which obviously looks rather ambitious at the moment, but the setup there looking very strong, and only really back below the 50-day line and well below 30 pence at 29 pence there, the 50-day line really delaying the upside scenario after all the consolidation that we've had. You can see that we still have that unfilled gap to the upside there through resistance, which was a very strong signal in July. On to Cromec, which I've noticed has been moving over the last couple of sessions. Great bear trap there from below the March floor at 9 pence, and that's buy signal number one on a technical basis. Buy signal number two, the break of that resistance line there from the end of May around, 10.5 pence. And hopefully the price action today, wholly above the 20-day moving average to 11.25 pence, should be enough as a third signal there. That gives us an initial target there at the 200-day moving average at 17 just under 18 pence, hopefully by the end of the month, and the bigger target there maybe on a 1 to 2 month time frame to retest the main 2019-2020 resistance at 28 pence. So looking pretty well set fair for Cromec. Kicked myself a little bit around the low 20s with Lamprell, because I thought it was not a stock which would move very much. Obviously that was completely wrong, although has to be said there was a final bear trap towards the end of September, so perhaps not getting involved there at the early part of the last month was a positive. Now we're accelerating to the upside, and while we're above that last peak at 28 pence from July, looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from May, as high as 46 or 47 pence. Hopefully, maybe as soon as the end of this month, and certainly going into the first week of November for that situation. Obviously, lots of requests for Novacyt, which has continued to break all the targets. I think we had around the £5 area for the end of September. Then we had £7 as the next target, which has obviously been hit rather easily. And then I think on the last update, I had that rather ambitious looking trend line there from February, going through the last April peak, and that's pointing to a target as high as, what's that, £10.50, hopefully over the next few weeks. The stop loss, obviously, always rather difficult, but the way the shares are going at the moment, you could probably risk really down to the £7.80 level, which was basically yesterday's resistance. Hopefully the shares won't close below that ahead of a move towards £10.50, but at least above £7, looking for £10.50 for Novacyt. stock, which has been slightly disappointing of late, but looks like it's finally out of its consolidation. Doing a Cromec there with a bear trap below the 8.2 pence floor for September and shooting up towards the close yesterday. Gap higher today through the 20-day moving average, so everything going on quite nicely. And while we're above the gap there at 9.5 pence, looking for at least the 50-day line at 12.5 pence over the next few sessions, and hopefully by the end of the month back up to the top of the November trend channel from last year, pointing at, what's that, 22 pence as the target there. So looking pretty, we're looking rather better there for Okio than it has for quite some time. Stock which has been one of the highlights of the year in terms of the IPO situation here. Here we've had Pensano gapping up almost from the start, really, so sort of three or four, several gaps on the daily chart, suggesting, suggesting that probably it was floated rather too cheaply, but also suggesting that people are being caught short of this stock rather painfully. Initial target here at the top of the rising trend channel from July up to 86 pence, 87 pence, and if we can clear that any day soon, hopefully by next week, the next target would be up to £1.30, which is that July resistance line projection on the daily chart. And hopefully we'll see that over the next few weeks. At this stage, only really back below the September intraday peak at 69 pence, delaying the upside scenario. And that doesn't seem very likely at the moment. Another request for a relatively obscure stock is Rua Life Sciences. Here we've got the shares within this rising trend channel. They've gapped up through and back into the rising trend channel that I drew previously. The view at this stage is that while we're above that peak from the end of September at £1.41, we should see much higher prices, hopefully up to the top of the trend channel from June at £2.20. And that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. Only back below the 20-day line at £1.32, really. Delaying the upside scenario there. A stock which I wouldn't normally look at, but looks as though it is back in business. Stobart Group. Here we've got a broadening triangle that I've drawn from July, and nice price action here after the final bear trap below September support. That support around, what was that, 19 pence, and we went down to 17.5 to start October, so just a final bear trap there. View at this stage is that while we're above that broken August resistance line at 20 pence, we could hit the top of the triangle there at 37 or 38 pence as soon as the end of next month, and perhaps even by the end of this month if we get a decent end-of-day close above the 50-day moving average at 24. Final stock is Alien Metals, which is a bit of a share talk favourite, and here you can see that the share is consolidating well within this broadening bull flag. The view is that overall, above the 50-day line at 0.55, we should see higher prices to obviously retest the 0.94 peak of the year to date. But the bigger picture target maybe by the end of the year up to 1.5 or 1.6 pence, which is a November 2018 resistance line projection. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for the 0.9 to 0.95 pence area to be broken on an end of day close or an end of week close basis. That's it for me today. Hopefully there'll be an update over the weekend.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.